Hello, this is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com, and today my guest is Lutz how do you pronounce your last name, Lutz?
Golbs.
Golbs. And yeah. Lutz is a student at the School of FM Alexander Studies in Melbourne, Australia, on the training course there. And I wanted to talk to Lutz today about the whole question of using the internet for Alexander teachers. It seems to me, from the contacts I've had with you over the last few weeks, that probably you know more about the basic structure of the web and how to use it than anyone else in the Alexander community. I mean, I think there are a few of us who know how to use it from a consumer point of view, but I think you know how to use it from a provider point of view. And I would like to ask you what your general take is on the Alexander technique and the web, and what are some ways that Alexander teachers can use it?
Thanks for the compliments first. It is the history before I started Alexander Technique that brought me closer to the content of the internet. I was working on the provider side of things, not necessarily purely in internet affairs, but bigger companies use internet technology internally as well. And part of this internal use of computers or internet technology is having websites, having wikis, arranging mail internally. So that's my background. Before I started noticing all the bad use that came with working in front of a computer, which then led me to the Alexander technique. The first teacher I ran into, he gave me his phone number and gave me some good information over the phone, but unfortunately I couldn't contact him or see any presence of him on the internet. And I came by chance across your website, which then gave me, as somebody being interested in the Alexander technique, the opportunity to check out what is he talking about and what is this Alexander technique thing that I never heard before about. The way that it can be used is the way that the internet is used nowadays for other aspects. It's a marketing platform and it's a communication platform, and it simply allows to a certain degree to share information as well as to present yourself, because Alexander Technique lessons seem to be a very individual thing, and it helps anyone to have a chance to find out with whom they are going to deal in person at a later stage.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good reason for having a website. And I'd like to talk a little bit, I'd like you to talk a little bit about some of the interconnectivity processes that are available on the web. For example, one very simple example is if you're on Twitter, you can have your Twitter feed sent directly to your website in a very attractive package, actually. But there are many more of those. And maybe you could talk about some of those and how Alexander teachers could use that.
For a lot of people, the internet is, if they don't have any experience with it, some sort of scary place that seems to be far removed from the real life. But in a way, it is just a very, very modern television thingy. So it is not really something that is remote from our life. Like all technology, it's part of our everyday life. And it has the opportunity to multiply ideas and to communicate ideas in speeds and in reach like never before in human history. FM Alexander, when he tried to publicize his findings, he was probably running around through cafes and maybe even pubs and held speeches, And it was a very manual and time-consuming process, and the only way to spread his word to people who couldn't immediately get in contact was to write a book, which then had to be edited, written, published, bought, which meant from production of the information to the opportunity to spread it, weeks, months, probably years went out. With the internet, things have changed drastically because we can now communicate with anyone who's connected basically instantly around the planet. So if something exciting happens, and unfortunately we found it out whenever catastrophes happened, like the tsunami 2 years ago, all of a sudden information is instantly available. As I mentioned earlier, I didn't know anything about the Alexander technique, so obviously there might be a good reason to make the Alexander technique a bit more popular and known throughout the world. And the internet is the best way of doing it. For one way, like I said earlier, you can present yourself with your own website. But it's no longer like a book, like you write it once and then it's ready for consumption. The content changes very fast and it's multiplies very fast. What happens with Twitter is people stop listening to radio news and they rather subscribe to certain people which they consider sources, trustworthy sources of information. And they get their information, their news feed, and maybe even their entertainment feed just by subscribing to tweets. This might sound very odd for people who haven't dealt with the internet and they haven't dealt with Twitter yet. But it's a sort of personalized information shop. And we as Alexander people have the opportunity to reach simply a larger community by using this mechanism, which in a way duplicates itself. Twitter is a phenomenon that started off in the last 2 years, and there is a lot of other companies and websites that use the information they find on Twitter and distribute it in different ways. The change in media means that nowadays information that is in computer networks is really connected, and it has no longer it doesn't travel anymore from A to B, but it's once it's out in the open, it can basically reach any spot on this planet, which is an amazing feature and a way of distributing information that simply wasn't available 100 years ago.
Right, and I think as someone on the Alexander email list phrased it, it's like referrals, but at warp speed. That is, someone says something nice about the Alexander technique, and they don't just say it to their neighbors, but they say it to potentially tens or hundreds of thousands of people.
They send it out to the world, and the interesting thing I noticed with Twitter is it brings back a little bit the element of randomness that you had with television and radio. If you didn't check the schedule and just turned on the TV, then you never knew what kind of news or program would come across. And a little bit, it's the same with Twitter. If the audience has some choices, but as well the opportunity to get information in a way via referral, it is the idea of networks of networks. So once you subscribe to somebody's tweets, you already you not only subscribe to the personal tweets, but to the tweets that the person receives. And this is a great way of multiplying the information much more than before.
And another, you mentioned earlier, the way FM Alexander tweeted, so to speak, was to write articles or write books or give talks. And writing a book is a very time-consuming process between the beginning and the end, a pretty expensive one. one of the features of the internet that I think is underappreciated is that it is either free or virtually free or very cheap. Even having a website costs very, very little money. And, of course, Twitter, we've been talking about, is absolutely free. And that's a gigantic advantage for anyone who wants to publicize anything, and certainly who wants to publicize the Alexander Technique.
You caught the fish in the water. I'm so much used to the internet for the last at least 10, 15 years of my life that I nearly forgot about this very important aspect. Writing a book is not only time-consuming but expensive, and not everybody will be accepted, whereas nowadays we have more the chance to have our own voice for free to the rest of the world. And this opportunity is something that at least people who want to get in contact with others, and I think as Alexander teaches, there is definitely the need to get in contact with others, that opportunity can be used, and it all depends on a little bit of effort and maybe daring to ask for help and not being too concerned about the technology involved. Because in comparison to computer technology 20 years ago, roughly when I started, it's so much easier, and you don't need too much background knowledge about networks, the internet, computers. It's more like you have an idea, like you want to publish in a fast way to a lot of people, and Twitter is there that offers you the opportunity. So all you have to do is to jump on the bandwagon. You don't have to build the entire railroad anymore, like Alexander probably still had to do.
Right. I mean, Twitter has an amazingly smooth and easy user-friendly interface. Everything from even the initial sign-up phase to actually tweeting is made as easy for you as it's possible to do. So, what would be your final thoughts about Twitter and the web that you would want to share with Alexander teachers?
The technology that we have with the internet and Twitter and wikis and mailing lists provides a lot of space that can be used in a very productive manner if you're willing to invest a little bit of time. And what I really like about the opportunities of the 21st century is the fact that we can now cooperate worldwide without the resources needed 50 years ago. It comes for free. It's not too much of a mental problem to go online and to get to know the few steps that you need to do to use the internet. And it's just an addition to everyday life that we can make good use of.
Well, I think we could end there. I will put a links to the wiki that you're working on and to your blog next to this interview. And maybe at some point down the road, we'll have another conversation on this topic. My guest today has been Lutz, and I still don't think I got your last name pronunciation. Could you give me that one more time?
It's Golbs.
Golbs. And Lutz is from Austria and somehow ended up in Australia. And that's probably a story in itself. But Lutz is a student at the School of FM Alexander Studies in Melbourne, Australia. He's on the training course there. And I would say Lutz is the go-to guy for anything technical about the web. He knows it from both ends, both the user and the provider end. And that makes Lutz a kind of a unique resource in the Alexander world. So Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, and have a nice day.